Shalom Bracha. We're continuing Moshe Rabbeinu's Hadrocha, how to take advantage of life. Tefillah the Moshe. We saw the stress of the importance of taking advantage of time. Life is very short. Now the next psukim, Moshe Rabbeinu is stressing that many of us, well, let's start as a whole, Klal Yisrael is going through tzaras. We're in Golus, we don't have the Beis Hamikdash. And everything that goes along with it, the physical tzaras, the Klal Yisrael going through, whether it be the present situation of wars and anti-Semitism, whether it be personal issues that people have, health, parnosa, shalom bayis, whatever it may be. And Moshe Rabbeinu is telling us now that there's two ways of looking at this. A person could just... Chas v'sholom has tainas. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing me this? And why is he doing that? And why can't I be like the other person? And once again, if he's always focusing on what he doesn't have and the hardships that he has, then it's another reason not to take advantage of life. Reason number one, we spoke about before, about thinking life is long. And I have time to do things I don't have to take advantage of today. And the number two is today is not the day to work. So things aren't going my way. I'm just upset about everything. It's a day off. And that's also not true. Kamavan, a person is weaker. He's not expected to do what he can do when he's stronger. But each one according to his level of strength. Even a person doesn't have koich to daven. Just say, Kosh Bo, I don't have koich to daven, but I know I'm in your hands. And I appreciate what you give me. And I'm spelled that I should have more koich. It's also beautiful, powerful. Avodas Hashem, everybody in his level. But the point is not to focus and all the hardships that we're going through, but focus on the opportunity that we have in life. And if we take advantage of it, it will make it easier in this world, and it will make it, kamavan, eternally good for us. Moshe Rabbeinu here is stressing now that the shorish behind everything is the fact that we're not perfect in our avodas Hashem. The fact that we're in Golus now is because we were not... Avodas Hashem properly, when we had the Beis Hamikdash, we didn't appreciate properly. And because of that, we're in Golus. And as long as we don't appreciate that Golus is not the right place, and we don't turn to Hashem and pour out our hearts, that we need the Beis Hamikdash, we need Yerushalayim, which we say anyway, but we're not feeling it properly, not fixing our ways, then the Golus continues. So it's not Hashem's fault. It's the fact that we're not in the level we should be. He says, ki Cholinu ba'apecho. We are unfortunately getting damaged to a certain level, destroyed in the midas hadin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the course of our golus. Bechamoscho nifholnu. And we are terrified from also the hanhoga of midas hadin, the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that comes out in the golus, the many situations that we have in our golus that cause this. You see our averus, you see also the sins we did in our youth are in front of you. In other words, we can't make believe that we're tzaddik and gemurim. We realize that Hashem sees our averus. We could be matzdik anything that happens. Everybody has averus. Doesn't mean chas v'sholom a person to fall into despair. Hashem loves us anyway. But to have tainus on Hashem why everything isn't perfect. If anything, it's the other way around. We have much more than what we could have according to the Madrega of the Avodas Hashem of Klal Yisrael and our own personal Avodas Hashem. our days go by in Nochem Ol the Midas Adin, the Kas, Kavayochel of Kodesh Bohu, the Kelino Shoneinu Kumehege, and years went by. Like just a speech, one sentence. In other words, if a person gets overwhelmed with the challenges he has, and the challenges Klal Yisrael has, then life just flies by, and suddenly it's over. That's what he's saying. Recognize, it's true, we are going through hardships, but they are for a reason. They are for a reason for us to mechazik our keshu with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we're not perfect. Don't focus on chas v'sholom. Hashem is not Mushlam. Hashem is Shalim. We may not always understand this Hanogas, but Hashem is the greatest. You may should not say about Shivim Shana, Vim Gvura Shavim Shmoni Shana. We live for 70, or if a stronger person has longer life, for 80 years. V'rohavam, Omer V'ovim. The power and the gaiva that a person has is just something that has no value. Ki God's chishvu naufa. It's going to quickly fly away. So anyway, these psukim are telling us that if a person is looking at his gaiva, his power, and he feels Hashem is not giving him enough power, or he invests his entire life in his personal power, then it'll be oven by oven, kigodz chishv nufa. He's putting all his efforts in something that won't last. Don't focus on that. Focus on Adarabba. I don't have to make myself the powerful person. I am connect myself with the most powerful Almighty HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and take advantage of life. Be mekabel everything ba'ava, and then Ava's Hashem will be upon me, and Mirz Hashem, Yeshua's will come in this world, and kamavan, lenetzach, netzachim, eternal Yeshua's for us and for Klal Yisrael.